This is Biotechnica and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Hello and welcome to Voice of Biotechnica. I'm your host Shekhar and today I've come to you with a very special topic. Something which will not just bring interest to you, it will not just attract your attention, but that's something which will amaze you, something from the future. I bring to you something from the future. That's right. So today's topic of the podcast is it possible to have 100 drug molecules in 10 years' time? Is it possible to have 100 novel medicines in 10 years' time? I'm sure you'll laugh. You'll feel like, is this not a science fiction story? But let me tell you that it's possible. And now before I tell you if that's possible or not, let me tell you a story. In a far off land called US of A, United States of America, there exists a venture capital firm named Flagship Pioneering. It invested billions of dollars into pharma and biotechnology companies as big as Moderna Therapeutics. Now, I'm sure you must have heard of Moderna Therapeutics, right? Now, this VC firm also invested in a little known company called as Laronde. And that's the company which we're going to talk about. That's a company which is going to change things. That's a company which promises us to develop 100 novel medicines in the next 10 years. Now, I'm sure you must be very much excited to know about Laronde. Yes, let me tell you a little bit about Laronde. So Laronde was co-founded by Avag Kavajian and Nauber Afian. Avag is a PhD in biochemistry from McGill University, and so is Nauber, a PhD in biochemical engineering from MIT USA. Now, there's something similar in both of them, not just personality-wise, but experience-wise. Both of them have worked at the same VC firm, and both of them are the co-founders of Moderna also, I believe. Now, these two gentlemen have also been in the co-founding teams of several biotech companies, including Moderna, Ring Therapeutics, Celarity, many more. And if we dive into their so far professional life, you will realize that Afian started his first biotechnology company in 1987. And probably long before even any of us were born also. So they founded and or co-founded more than five more companies within the next 10 years time. And by the year 2020, Afian had co-founded and developed 41 startups. In total, he co-founded or helped build 50 life science or technology startups. Now look at this data. Many Indian entrepreneurs take one lifetime to, develop one or two, max two companies, two biotech companies or pharma companies. But here is Afian, founder and CEO of Flagship Pioneering, a venture capital company focusing on biotechnology in as early as year 2000, right? This firm fostered the development of more than 100 plus scientific ventures. Can you believe that? Resulting in $20 billion plus of total value. And to my amazement, and you must also be amazed that 500 plus patents is owned by this particular venture capital firm. So in 2009, Afian co-founded Moderna, formerly known as Mode RNA Therapeutics, and he currently serves there as the chairman. He owns over 2 million shares of the company, and you must be already knowing this. In 2018, Moderna had the biggest IPO in the biotech industry's history. Sink this feeling, allow this to sink this feeling inside you, sink this thought inside you. Moderna had the biggest IPO, and this man is the chairman of that particular company. But he didn't settle. He just didn't say, okay, my life is over, I'm done. He started the new company called as Laronde. So coming to the topic of the day, now you know about the background of the founders or co-founders of this company. Let's talk about, is it possible to have 100 drug molecules in the next 10 years? The answer to this question revolves around these two entrepreneurs and their curious case study. Now, these two gentlemen asked some critical questions about drug discovery. After co-founding several companies since 1987, they didn't settle. They were simply not satisfied with the slow process of drug discovery. They were like, dude, this is not happening. We cannot be so slow. At the same time, they wanted programmable predictability into drug discovery process. Rather, I should say disease treatment process. They wanted predictability. They wanted programmability. They wanted scalability. Combine all these three, I think we only see in the IT industry, not in biotech industry. But what if that can happen in biotech industry? Wow. Something what already happens in IT industry, we bring into the biotech industry, right? So they asked this question, what if we could turn circular RNA, a naturally stable but non-coding form of RNA, into a programmable engine? What if we could code it just like Python? So this is what they asked, simple question. They thought, what if it continuously keeps generating therapeutic proteins in the patient's own body? Wow. During the research, they were able to engineer translatability or convert or translate RNAs into closed loop or circular RNA form. Okay. Creating synthetic endless RNA. Okay. If you want to visualize what is a synthetic endless RNA, the video is given in the description of this podcast. Please have a look at it. If you're listening it on SoundCloud or any other platform, please visit Biotechnica podcast page to look at the three-dimensional video. Now, the best part of endless RNA or eRNA, as it is called, is it can be programmed for long-lasting expression of diverse therapeutic proteins and has the potential to become a powerful new therapeutic platform capable of generating diverse array of novel medicines for the world. So basically, what they have discovered is not just a medicine, but rather I can say an entire category of therapeutics, which is programmable, which is can be coded. And that's what amazes me, and that's why I chose this topic today. Imagine by 2031, Laron and its co-founder, who today believe that they can develop and market 100 plus drug candidates, have actually done it. And they have treated major broad range of diseases. Imagine if they could effectively replace molecule-based molecule biologics duopoly that has dominated the drug developments for decades. That's right, 100 medicines. Now let me take this moment to digest this fact. Imagine 100 novel drugs, novel medicines, but without going through the tedious process of drug development. Instead, we develop the protein inside the cell, right? And that means we are going to have a programmable platform that could churn out thousands or 10,000s of novel medicines just by coding the endless RNAs. Isn't it? Wow. Now let me dive into the history of eRNA. So the story of eRNA came into start with a circular mysterious class of naturally occurring RNA dubbed as INC RNA or long non-coding RNA. Researchers identified this class decades ago and noting that unlike mRNA, INC RNA doesn't interact with ribosomes or code for proteins. They don't code, they're just there. They do not affect epigenetic control. They keep swimming around both in the cytoplasm as well as nucleus, but their function is still not clear. Now, what captured researchers' interest was their shape. INC RNA forms a ring or a fold of different functions. Now, this round shape or the ring shape allows them to escape enzyme prowling in the cytoplasm. And that means they last much, much longer than mRNA. Now, in 2017, under the leadership of Cavizian, a former founding CEO of Ring Therapeutics and Rubius Therapeutics, Laron's small exploration research team was kickstarted to investigate the role of INC RNA in the cell and possible therapeutic applications. Now, this was way back in 2017, 4 years ago. Now, at the same time, when this is happening, at the same time, another flagship startup, another startup funded by Flagship Pioneering, the name is, of course, you know, Moderna, was busy investigating mRNA. Now, the function of mRNA as a therapeutic is obvious. If you could teach a human cell to produce antibodies, proteins, peptides, and channel receptors, then you can obviously, theoretically, solve most diseases. But mRNA has a problem. mRNA are one-hitter quitter in terms of transcription, and they don't hang around cell after they are transcribed. They can be used only once in the cell, and after that, they're gone. They get degraded. And that's when Laurent's team had a breakthrough. They thought, what if you could combine the best of both the worlds from mRNA and ink RNA? By jamming what's called an internal ribosome entry site, the same mechanism viruses use to hijack ribosomes. Now, Laurent's ink RNA could do the same thing. The researchers could make those non-coding rings translatable now in much the same way as mRNA. Now, from that eureka moment came eRNA, where E stands for endless. Now, unlike mRNA, which can only produce proteins that last days, Laurent thinks its in vivo manufacturing machines can produce the same proteins for weeks to months without tripping the innate immunity system or exonuclease enzyme over time. So basically, once the eRNA is inside the cell, they're going to be there endlessly, and they can be programmed at will by the researchers to translate into proteins endlessly. And our immune system won't even know about it. Isn't that amazing? Now, let's come to the best part of this technology. This eRNA platform is programmable. Okay, you can program it. It'll act as a protein coding cassette to produce different complex molecules inside the cell. And that means this plug-and-play system greatly reduces the workload in discovery and development. Now, instead of hunting rare diseases right away, we can directly go after its biology. Isn't it amazing? All right, so let me summarize. This eRNA is faster, efficient, and programmable. And in short, that also means scalable to meet the target of 100 novel medicines in 10 years, because it's being synthesized inside the cell by eRNA and not being administered from outside, and it's not triggering the immune system, right? And this answers the question, is it possible to have 100 drugs in the next 10 years time? The answer is no, but do you need drugs when you can synthesize protein inside the cell to treat the disease at source? Problem solved. You don't need drugs. You can design the eRNA to develop proteins, which will plug the loopholes. Isn't it great? Brilliant. I loved it. Did you love this technology? Let me know in the comment section, and I'll see you in our next episode of Voice of Biotechnica. Signing off, Shekhar Suman, Voice of Biotechnica. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.